Let's just figure out what Mel needs to get over his nervous breakdown. His biggest expense is the doctor, and Edna says he's the best and he has to go 5 times a week.
5 times a week to the best doctor? I'm beginning to see what X is going to come to.
Maybe it's not even a nervous breakdown. Doctors can be wrong, too. Remember your pains last year, Pearl?
It's true. They took out all my top teeth, then found out it was kidney stones.
I can't believe what I'm listening to. You're 160 years old between the three of you, and not one of you is making any sense. If you'll just be quiet for a minute, I'll settle this thing.
All right. We're quiet. Settle it, Harry.
The most important thing is that Mel gets well. Agreed?
Agreed.
And that the only way he's going to get well is to see a doctor. Agreed?
Agreed.
And it is our obligation, as his only living relatives, not counting his wife, no disrespect intended, to bear the financial responsibility of that burden. Agreed?
Agreed.
And we will see this thing through to the end, whether it takes a week or a month or a year or 5 years. Agreed? Okay, that's our first disagreement.
No one's disagreeing. We're all in agreement, except when you mention things like 5 years. I don't see any sense in curing Mel and ending up in the poorhouse. If, God forbid, that happened, would he be in any position to help us? He's not too able to begin with.
So what should we do, Harry? You know how to figure these things. What should we do?
Well, obviously we can't afford to let Mel be sick forever. We got to put a time limit on it. Agreed?
Agreed.
So what do we give him to get better? 6 months?
Oh, it shouldn't take 6 months. If that doctor is as good as Edna says, it shouldn't take 6 months.
She's coming.
We'll let Harry do the talking.
And then we'll settle everything.
Oh, thank God, it's almost over.